I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. This is Radio Boston. Boston Police Commissioner Ed Davis is promising a full investigation of an arrest last week of a 16-year-old at Roxbury Community College. A YouTube video of that arrest shows a police officer using what some people say is excessive force. At this very hour, an organization called the Boston Black Men's Leadership Group is holding a news conference to condemn what it calls police brutality. Joining us to talk about that video and online reaction to the video is WBUR's Andrew Phelps, who writes for our Hubbub blog. Hi, Andrew.
Hi, Sasha.
Andrew, first tell us what can be seen in that video.
Sure. So the scene unfolds at the entrance to a building on the campus of Roxbury Community College, and the video is shaky. It's shot through a glass window.
Yo, no, I gotta get this dude. I gotta get this dude.
So
they can't get him killed.
At least five cops are seen trying to hold down a 16-year-old boy. A plainclothes officer appears to punch the person five times. Several more officers rush in. Lots of people are watching. The same officer then appears to knee the person at least five times. And it's very difficult. This is important. It's very difficult to see what the suspect is or is not doing, except for brief moments where it appears he's resisting. An officer appears to be pinning the suspect's neck with his knees even after the suspect is subdued. What we don't see in the video is whatever happened immediately beforehand that might have provoked this.
So do we even know what brought this arrest about or why the boy was stopped?
According to the police report, the teenager was wanted for escaping from the Department of Youth Services. And the reports say the teenager resisted arrest, threw punches, and at one point grabbed the cuffs off one of the officer. The boy was unarmed and, according to the police, was carrying a small amount of marijuana with intent to distribute.
So this YouTube video is circulating. What kind of reaction have you seen to it online?
A lot of support for police in the comment threads. On our blog Hubbub, commenter Lee writes, "How do you coax this type of person into getting into handcuffs? Ask them nicely." Another anonymous commenter says, "The moral is get cuffed up or get roughed up." But a YouTube commenter on that video wrote, "Typical police brutality against the minority community." And at-large city councilor Ayanna Pressley tweeted this morning she's deeply troubled by the video. That group you mentioned earlier, the Boston Black Men's Leadership Group, called it excessive force. And I spoke with the group's spokesman earlier, Jamarl Crawford.
He had no weapon. He's not an imposing figure. 16-year-old guy. They have, plenty of tools at their disposal, I think, to handle that situation in another manner than it was handled.
I was going to say, among other things, Crawford is calling for a citizen oversight panel to review cases like this.
And the police have said they will conduct an internal investigation.
That's right. Commissioner Ed Davis says he's seen the video. He said, yes, the officers did use force, and he'll conduct a full investigation into whether that was excessive force or appropriate force. Obviously, the reality is sometimes police have to use force in arrests like this, but it's also hard not to feel really uncomfortable watching this video.
Andrew, thank you very much. That was WBR's Andrew Phelps, who writes for our Hubbub blog. To watch that YouTube video or to weigh in yourself on this case, go to Andrew's blog at wbur.org/Boston. Andrew, thanks.
Thanks.
Up next, Headstones Without Graves and Diners Without Vision. We'll continue the conversation after a break. Stay with us. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. This is Radio Boston.